Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back up and running with you here. Getaway Friday, March the 26th, 2021. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. And we're talking about the big windstorm last night. Does anybody have anything to report about the big windstorm that happened last night? The meteorologists that I saw were saying we were supposed to have wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour. Although I did not see that, and I really did not see any damage to anything as I drove in this morning, and it wasn't that windy when I was driving in, but I did hear the whistling of the wind overnight last night. So, if you have anything to report about the windstorm last night, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Now, we do know that there is a power outage around the mall area in Crescent Heights. That's from one of our listeners, Jeff. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
All right, I want to clarify something. There's going to. Back in the day, when you're talking about uptown and downtown, back in the day, if you lived out in East End, North End, or whatever, and somebody would say, well, I live uptown, can I fix something up for you? So, when you left your house, you went uptown. When you got downtown, which is Santa Marin, then you were downtown. But they always say we're going uptown. Uptown and downtown were two different things.
So, okay, so downtown is downtown. If they're two different things, now what is uptown?
Uptown is when you were leaving your house to go uptown. That's what they were saying, we're going uptown.
Right. So then would uptown and downtown be the same place?
Right.
Right.
But they would always say, we're going uptown, you have Big Bear, you have stores or whatever. And they would say, we're going, can we pick you up from them? So that was going uptown. And then downtown became when you got there. So uptown and downtown was the same place.
Uptown and downtown the same place. Well, sounds good. Thank you, Bob.
Yep.
All right, well, there you go. And this is what I have always thought. I don't think there really is an uptown. I think uptown is a language. I think uptown is just saying I'm going uptown. Downtown, I think, is a place. Like, downtown Marion is a place. But if you were going to say you were going to go downtown, I guess you would say you were going uptown. Why? I have no idea. Why you just wouldn't say I'm going downtown is beyond me. But there you go. Now, beyond that, we were talking not just downtown, uptown, all these things. We were talking about the mall because I was notified recently, and I still haven't been back in the mall, that there are only a few stores left in the mall, Bath & Body Works and maybe a few others. Go ahead, caller.
So what Bob was trying to say, if you live out by the Racquet Club and you're heading uptown, you're heading towards town. If you're uptown. What was the other one?
Uptown, downtown. Uptown, downtown.
Yeah, downtown. Downtown, you would live over on the west end, so you got to come this way, so it would be downtown.
So, what if I lived on the east end.
If you lived on the east end, you'd be, since you're going towards town, you'd be uptown.
Okay, so then what if I lived on the north end?
North end?
Yeah, like, let's say I lived up by, I lived in the over by Taco Bell.
Okay, then you're probably heading, I don't know. Never mind, Scott.
Isn't it, it's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. We'll just call it one thing.
Downtown.
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 I'm heading towards town.
Going to town. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think it just boils down to language here, to be honest with you. I think uptown and downtown are the same thing, and it's just one of those things. But I think people just started saying, I'm going uptown. But what they really meant was downtown. Now, it is strange, though, because like the east end of town, where all the businesses are now, and the colleges and all that, they say, I'm going to town. Now, if somebody says they're going, you know, like if you're from Richwood, or if you're from Caledonia or Cardington or any of these other places, they say, I'm going to town. Now, going to town means you're going to the east end of town here in Marion. Now, I don't think that's uptown, but who knows? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, we had a Midtown Chevrolet right there where you had a radio station on South Main, and then you had one around the corner on so-called East Church. That area right there was a Midtown Chevrolet, so hell, we had a Midtown also.
So there was a Midtown here at one point.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah. Now if that's true, that on South Main, there once was Midtown, so this is downtown, that would be Midtown, so uptown must be like Delaware Avenue, right?
Yeah, well, I'm like the old timers. Our fathers and stuff, they didn't drive their car. They had cars, but they only drove it once in a while. And my dad would say, we lived out in the West End on Merkel, and he said, well, I'm going to walk uptown, and he'd walk. That's where he'd leave, from Merkel, and then he'd go, Bell Fountain Avenue all the way up there, and maybe then go up the hill there, and that would be uptown when you go uphill. They used to have soapbox derbies right there where you had the radio station on Midtown Chevrolet. They used to turn the, they had ramps and turn the soapbox derby and went down to Columbia Street. Well, going up that hill, you'd be going uptown if you're down in that end of town, see? And across town, I heard the phrases, going across town there. And but every town is always like that. But now we've got a discussion going on and younger people. There was only one town, that was Marion. And you either went across town, uptown, over whatever direction in around Marion you lived in, area around the town, so.
And apparently the Loop, now the Loop is downtown.
Oh, the Loop, my God, that went from West End out to the East End and back down, and like you say, the one-way street, you go, two-way streets, you just pass each other to shake hands and this and that on two-way streets, you know.
Yeah. Well, you've been in Marion a while. What do you think happened to the mall? We had that discussion. Apparently, there's only about four or five stores left in the mall at this point.
Well, count my birthday, 41, so I've been here knocking on the door at 80 years. And, you know, that used to be an open courtyard. Then they closed it, and everything was big. And then all at once, your box stores come. And Bargain City was a big deal. That, my God, you wasn't allowed to do nothing on Sunday. They didn't sell nothing or do anything. You sat on your front porch on the swing in the 40s, and that's what you done on a Sunday afternoon after you come home from church or whatever. But Fort Bargain City opened up the old skating rink you always talk about out there, the Crystal Lake area, and well, that was big time. Boy, that parking lot, you know how big it is. You referred to it once in a while. It's jam-packed on Sundays, but that's when it started, and the business started leaving your little hardwares around your thing. They started leaving downtown Marion. There I go again. It's downtown. From Harding Hotel on down there, they had all kinds of little shops and stuff, and that was just a thriving business that way as it was. But right there were Sears and in those stores, was Harding Hotel area. Everybody talks about stuff leaving. I'll tell you, the big boy that was around here, that was the Erie Railroad. Now, there was employees there that served this town back in the days when the railroad, and you go downtown or whatever you want to call it, from up to Hotel Harding, you get the train down there and go to New York, and from Chicago or whichever way you wanted to go, get the train there and get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line. So, hey, have a good one, Scott.
Thank you.
Yeah, uptown, downtown, well, that's wherever area you lived around Marion. That's what you call them, going uptown or downtown. There wasn't no specified thing. We didn't have nothing like that.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
And all the arteries, the main arteries, has always been here ever since I've been a kid. 739, 309, 95, Route 4. Man, we got arteries coming in here like a ball of wax.
Now, real quick, before we let you go, what do you call that thing on Church Street that you can either keep going on Church Street there by the library, or you can get back on Center and go either way? If that's not a roundabout, what is it?
I think that's when all the people on the console or whatever they want to call them and everything all got together and they got drunk and they just made the decision to make that thing go like that. And you know what? You ever go to a figure eight at a state fair or anything? Hell, that's about the same thing there. You just take your chances and get your lane, and your lab will get knocked off the road anywhere. It's just one of them things that somebody had an idea and whoever passed the thing. Yeah, like Mount Vernon Avenue, I'm telling you, that was the elite place, buddy. That thing was smooth up one side and down the other. There wasn't a chuck hole. And if there was a little line across there, just a little bump, those people there, they was all the elite people in Marion. Well, not all of them, but a lot of. And they controlled that Mount Vernon Avenue Boulevard from Harding Memorial clear over to Mount Vernon Avenue. Yeah, that was the elite. And you drove down there if you wanted to look at, spend some time, you drive down there, and that was the elite of Marion in my kids' days there, Mount Vernon Avenue.
Hey, thanks for calling.
You know what? We got a donut maker here in Marion, there at the Servex Center. He has a house out there. I'll tell you one thing. He would have never plant corn, sweet corn out in his front place around his flower garden like he does. About 20 or so stalks in those days, they went and cut that thing down in minutes. They wouldn't have permitted that thing.
The upper crust.
A cornfield on Mount Vernon Avenue. You never heard of it. You never seen a drop of paper, nothing on that street. That was the elite. It's still there, and it's fun to know that, but a lot of people never knew. That's just a street now, you know. You run up and down 35 mile an hour. Now, if you know how to get there on that boulevard and go over to Harding Memorial, but like you say, some of these places, I don't even know how to get to the Harding Museum. You get by that before you know it. It's just, you know, there's nothing there. It's just side by side and just in a little community of its own, Church Street there.
It is, right? I don't know where the parking's going to be for that, but hopefully it all works out.
And Harding Home, well, you'd go right by that. You don't see that. That's kind of dungy looking and don't have any big, you know, any main attractions like it should have. They just didn't build things up like that and think much of. There wasn't too many people when I was growing up. President Harding didn't have very good name or something like that, you know, with all the things that was said about him and everything like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm not on politics, but yeah. And we have a lot of nice stuff here in Marion in its day, and that crumbling down Hotel Harding. Well, I saw a guy up there. That was, what day was that, Wednesday or Tuesday of this week? There was a guy up there on a cherry picker, and he was pecking away like a woodpecker down the edge of that corner of Hotel Harding. So they was working on it today. That you said that you didn't see anybody, but I saw a guy there.
Oh, there is somebody working on the Harding Hotel.
Well, just a couple, 3 days ago, I saw a guy right up there, had a long hose and like a chisel thing or something, whatever he was doing. I didn't hear it. But, you know, I was talking to Lois Fisher, and I told you something about Lois Fisher. Now, She knows all about it. I saw her walk across the street one Saturday morning. The music was playing down there where the mural is on the building there, and she was walking across where the overpass comes down onto West Center Street, and right across the catty corner from you, right there, where Euler's, and I told my youngest son, he was there, and he's, I said, hey, Ronnie, I said, that's Lois Fisher. I said, she's a millionaire. I said, you ever shake hands with a millionaire? He said, no. Why? And I said, hey, Lois. And she turned around, and I said, my son here wants to shake hands with a millionaire. And you know what? She turned around, come over, shook hands, and music. But now that's what you call, buddy, somebody that owns all the block around there would turn around, come over, shake while you're waiting on a red light. Now that's a woman now.
Well, that's nice of her.
Well, you're nice of her, yeah. She wasn't stuck up, but yeah, all these businesses and stuff, they just went big time, and they're all out there at the out east, and that's the way it's going to be. And downtown Marion isn't going to turn around. I'm sad to say. I thought they would, but they aren't going to make it turn around.
Mm. It's a shame.
You got to have money to make money, and when you go in the restaurant business today, you got to have money to make money. And yeah, you know what, Scott? I was talking to about McDonald's the other day, and they said if you got any complaints, you call the corporate office. And so I called it the other day, and a woman told me that was working there. She said, you know, there's 95% of the McDonald's all worldwide and all, 95% of them they own it, the private owned, what do you call it?
Franchise?
Franchise. There's 95% of the McDonald's are franchised. I did not know that.
Well, that's pretty, so only 5% are owned by the company.
Yeah, I can't believe that. And I said, you're talking about China and Tokyo and all those places over there in Japan? She said, yeah. She said, the 95% of them. Well, I didn't know it until I went started going down to Delaware. And that one on the right-hand side, as you get into Delaware there, their price is always different than Marion's was, and I couldn't figure that out, you know. Well, that's what it was, franchise. So that word franchise, man, there's a lot of places that's franchise, and you don't know it, I guess. That word there, they just do whatever they want to do, so that makes a big difference, too, I guess.
That does figure in, that's for sure.
They're on Delaware Avenue. Heck, you got Taco Bell, and you got Burger King, and somebody mentioned Speedway. That place does a big business for Honda people going south and getting over on 4 and going to work and stuff.
Well, I just wonder why. Like I said, I am amazed by Main Street, North Main, because there are four or six businesses there. A lot of them are restaurants. A lot of them are national restaurants. They all do well. There's not any of them down. There's not a national restaurant downtown at all. Not a one. And it's only about a mile from downtown. And on Delaware Avenue, it seems like more businesses have left in the last 10 years. And down on North Main, they've gained. They've gained a Dollar General. They've gained Taco Bell. They've gained Victor's Tacos. I can't remember the last time a business went out on North Main.
Yeah, Midtown Chevrolet. Remember there was a Bennett Chevrolet. Remember the old telephone company right across from where you guys had your radio station there on the Main Street, the old telephone? There was Bennett Chevrolet and Grumblot had that. Those were old names back in the day. And their Midtown Chevrolet, I think that used to be a Lincoln and Mercury dealership in there. I don't know about that name there, but yeah, it was a popping place around here. And we quit, like I say, we didn't have all the others. And then it just stands to reason when we got older and the other youngers, they preferred this and that. We didn't... We cooked all our meals at home. We didn't have fast food, but boy, it caught on quick. I like fast food.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. You got a lot of choices if you go up North Main.
Yeah, you like fast women, don't you, Scott?
Well, sure. That's the only type you want to get.
As long as, yeah, when they talk about marriage, you're going to run away from them, aren't you?
They'll never let me live on Mount Vernon Avenue with that. They'll keep me out. How the Hardings ever got there, I'll never understand.
I love you too, Scott. You do a good job. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We are here and trucking right along, 34 minutes past the hour. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
I'm looking at a pine tree that tipped over on the Hardy Memorial Parkway.
A pine tree went down.
20-25 foot tall. Yeah, wow. Just tipped over.
A pine tree went down on Harding. Where was that?
Memorial Parkway.
Harding Memorial Parkway.
Yeah.
Harding Memorial. And now, have you seen anything else this morning? Any damage?
That's all I've seen. It just, there's some limbs down on this on the parkway also, but this is about a 20 foot pine tree. Just tipped over.
Well, you know, apparently there's that, and also no power around the mall area or Crescent Heights. I don't know if it's back on over there or not, but that's one of our listeners, Jeff, he sent that in.
We must have had a micro boost here or something.
We must, maybe. Hey, well, thank you.
Hey, also, the Kroger store is not in Delaware. It's on Marion Falder Road.
Well, see, where does Delaware Avenue end? Does it end at the light there?
It is at the traffic at Parks Road.
So Delaware Avenue begins where State and Main come to an end, right?
Correct.
Okay, so
correct.
That's Delaware Avenue. Yep. Well, see, that's not
well,
right.
Actually, Delaware Avenue goes down to Mill Street.
Goes where?
To Mill Street, in front of the towers.
Well, right. That's, see, now I was just thinking about that. That doesn't, because, now, if you are on the left side of the towers, that's State Street. If you are on the right side of the towers going north, that's Delaware Avenue.
That's Delaware Avenue until you get to the traffic lights and it's Main Street.
See, how could anybody... And then if you go up a little ways, it's Marion Waldo Road less than a couple miles later.
Yep.
Oh, my. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right.
And apparently, I don't know. See, this is why roads can be an interesting conversation, because they are, if you live here, you know it. But if you don't live here, it's a little confusing. Mount Vernon Avenue, the uppity area of Marion. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
All the talk of downtown. I want to talk about something else downtown I've always heard, but I can never confirm. Is that there's a tunnel that connects some of the buildings downtown, like an underground tunnel.
Oh, a tunnel.
And I've been in the basement of one of the buildings down by City Hall and actually went down two sub-levels and it's underground in basements that were all concrete, like strong, heavy-duty. There was a fallout shelter at one time, but there was no electric down there and it was flooded. When he got down so far on the second level, and we couldn't go any further.
So this was in a building down by City Hall.
Yeah, it was the old Eagles Lodge building, and the sub basement of it.
So there were two levels below the basement.
At least two levels. One was flooded when me and my dad went down and checked it out, so we didn't go down any further than that on the second flight of stairs down.
Now, was there anything down there? Is it just storage?
Not really. It was just dark. We just had a flashlight to see with.
Huh, that's interesting.
I've always heard about this, but I've never confirmed it or anything, that there's some type of tunnel that comes underneath downtown Marion.
Tunnels. Now, because I know there's been talk about the Underground Railroad. Is this like that kind of tunnel?
Oh, no, these are actually like well-built, man-made tunnels from the World War II era. With all the stuff that was going on here, is the rumor I've heard, anyways. And I've never been able to confirm it or really have any way to confirm it. And I know that people listen, maybe somebody's been in some of these buildings downtown and they know what the utility system is like underground.
Yeah, maybe we'll see if somebody knows anything about the tunnels.
Yeah, it's always been really interesting to me to try and figure it out. I have no way to get down and look.
Well, let's see if anybody knows. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. See you later.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, there's a question on the table, 740-383-9944. Does anybody know anything about tunnels well-built tunnels, maybe used for the World War II era, under downtown. Now, I've never heard of that. I did not know there were sub-basements down here either. You know, there are buildings like the county building and city hall. Those were built after World War II. The county building's been built fairly recently. And City Hall was built somewhere late 70s, I think, the City Hall that we use now. So I doubt they would have any tunnels or anything under them. But I don't know about these other old buildings downtown. Maybe that's why they don't tear a lot of these old buildings down. Does anybody know anything about a tunnel system under downtown Marion in any of these buildings? Apparently there's been talk of this over the years. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 39 minutes past the hour. Phone lines open here at WWGH Radio, and a lot of conversation this morning, a lot of uptown-downtown conversation, but also, you know, the roads. I still don't know what that thing is on Church Street. If it's not a roundabout, then I don't know what it is. I don't know what the term would be for that, I don't know what to call it, because it's obviously in the middle of the street. It's a concrete thing. And you can either go straight, which puts you on the two-way part of Church Street. All of a sudden, Church Street becomes two-way instead of one-way. Or you can take it, and you will go up to Center Street. And if you go right, you end up on the two-way part of Center Street. If you go left, you end up on the one-way part of Center Street. Now, if that's not confusing, if you are an out-of-towner, I don't know what is, but I don't know what that thing is called. Does anybody know what that would be called if it's not a roundabout? And then also talking about the mall this morning, I don't know. You know, I know the mall's decline has been going on for quite some time now, probably since the 80s, but is it as bad as people have said lately? Am I missing any stores that are still in there? It's my understanding all that's left is the nail salon, Bath and Body Works, and the movie theater. Is that all that's left in the mall? Now, the Dollar Tree is there, and so is Joann Fabrics, but it's my understanding you cannot enter those stores from the mall. You can only enter those stores from outside. So is that all that's left in the mall? Am I forgetting any stores in the mall? Is it just Bath and Body Works, the movie theater, and the nail salon at this point? Does anybody have any idea why the mall cleaned out? You know, the mall, it's another interesting thing, kind of like North Main Street. You've got a McDonald's sitting in the parking lot that does very well. You've got a Kroger right across the street that does very well. You've got House of Hunan back there behind the mall. You can't even see from the road. That does very, very well. So why do those all do well, and yet nothing in the mall does very well? Go ahead, caller.
Well, you're talking about the intersection of Mount Vernon Avenue and Church Street and Vine.
Yeah.
That's called Five Points.
That's a Five Point?
5 Points.
Now, how did that come about?
Well, you've got Vine Street going both directions. You got Church Street going one direction, and you got Mount Vernon Avenue. That's five different streets.
Well, what I'm talking about, not exactly that. I'm talking about if you, right there in that spot you're talking about, if you continue on Church, when you get by the library, that I called it a roundabout. Somebody earlier on says it's not a roundabout.
It's just a turn, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, but I mean, honest to goodness, if you stay on Church, all of a sudden it becomes two-way. If you turn down that and you go left, all of a sudden you're on the one-way Center Street. If you turn on that and you go right, you're on the two-way Center Street.
Correct.
That's the most and plus you've got traffic coming from both directions of Church Street. That is the most.
Well, you got your signage there that tells you what's what.
Yield. In the 5 seconds you're on that that thing, I mean, there's not much time to think about it if you're an out-of-towner, because there are cars beeping behind you, and people fly through that.
I've been in a lot of different states where it's confusing that you have to. In fact, we were in Knoxville one time, and I had the GPS on. And we rounded the block four times before I figured out where I was going.
Well, that's what I said.
Turn the GPS off and start looking for signs.
Well, right.
So it's not just Marion. It's all over the country. There's places that don't make any sense.
Well, that's right, and there's no doubt about it. But I think one of the problems with downtown Marion is that. Is that, you know, when you have all these restaurants on 309 and you have all these restaurants on 95, why would you try to brave all that confusion and no parking if you are from outside of town? I think the same thing happened. I think the same thing has happened to the Aquatic Center. You know, I don't think the Aquatic Center, any year it's been open, has ever turned a profit.
No, it probably never will.
Right, but yet... The theory was, I remember those city council meetings, the theory was that this will bring people in from out of town, and that's why it will be profitable.
That's like our bus service will never make money.
Well, I never really understood that, because again, it's location. Now, I think if that aquatic center could be accessed off of 23, I think if it was, you know, if they would have built it there on 309... somewhere where people could see it.
We used to have one in 95. We used to have a heart of Ohio pool out there years ago.
Well, and I wonder why that... Well, back then, do you think 23 was as traveled then?
Well, yeah, it wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't.
That's what I'm saying. But nowadays, when they
built...
Yeah,
there were big lots of this. That area, there was a heart of Ohio pool, and there was Ranahan Lumber, and there was... all kind of places out there.
Well, I just remember one of the arguments for this aquatic center, because the mayor did veto it twice, and his vetoes kept getting overturned. And one of the arguments for the aquatic center was, it will bring people from out of town. But one of the arguments against it was, if you put it over where you're putting it, nobody's going to go over there from out of town.
That's true.
So that's what I say. That's
too many people from in town.
Well, no, and that's a brand new, I mean, a fairly new thing. I don't even think it's been there 10 years yet. Yeah. So you've got that. So why do we not look at downtown like that? It's about the same distance from the highways. I mean, if you got off on Williamsport, 23 on Williamsport, it's just a swing over there. So I think that's ultimately the problem. Anything over on the west end of town is going to be... less busy, the houses are going to be less expensive, because it's not close to 23.
Well, the west side has never developed. In fact, they talked about that Northwest Interceptor, which is Williamsport Road, that crosses 309 and 95, they talked about extending that on down around and incorporating Route 4 also.
Well, what about the bypass? Yeah, the Northwest Connector. You know, every time I've ever been on that, there's nobody really on that. It's not a very busy thing.
Oh, it's just as trucks it is. There's probably 150, 200 trucks a day go through there.
Right, but I mean, in the grand scheme of things, that's really not a lot in a 24-hour day, as far as a
you know, how many trucks used to go through Maryland, the city of Maryland?
Over
700 in a day's time.
How many?
Over 700 in a day's time.
So why are not all...
That interceptor has taken it down to less than half.
So what was the big problem with the trucks going through Marion?
The streets. Tearing up your streets.
But,
the
I
accidents.
Mean, if you're a truck driver, though, there's no... I mean, what would be the reason to take that?
To stay out of traffic, to get away from that one-way street downtown.
But would you know that if you were not, like, a regular truck driver?
Oh, truck drivers know that, yeah.
Huh? I don't know. I always thought that was an interesting project, because I never thought that was really all that well-traveled. Now, if it was done for the semis, I can understand it, but...
Yep.
I don't... Well, I think the overpasses downtown were done because of the trains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Northwest Interceptor was done specifically for the trucks.
Well, I tell you, the one out on 309 is very nice. The one that they put out there, that's nice, mm-hmm. because people used to get stuck at that train track all the time.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Alrighty.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, coming up on 49 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944, 11 minutes left in this hour. Interesting conversation about the, really, it's the infrastructure. I mean, we're saying roads, but really, we're talking about businesses and infrastructure today of Marion. That's really more of the topic. 740-383-9944, phone lines are open. If it's been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. North Main, as I say, is of great interest to me. The mall's downfall is of interest to me. What really caused that? Was it bad ownership? I don't know. I think the same people who owned the plaza owned the mall. Does anybody know anything about the tunnels? We had a caller earlier who was talking about the tunnels that used to be under downtown Marion. Has anybody ever heard anything about that? That's kind of an interesting subject. Let's see. What else was on the... 740-383-9944, if you got anything to say. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say one thing that I think is kind of extraordinary is, at the mall, the shoe stores that went out, because those were like one-of-a-kind stores. And, yeah, you can go other places and get shoes, but not the kinds of shoes that they sold. Like, most kids, they want them high-dollar Jordans and stuff like that. I know that's where my kids always wanted to go shopping for their shoes.
You know what?
If you want to get a pair of J's, you got to go to, like, Mansfield or something.
You know, I was shocked. I did not realize Shoebelie had went out. I mean, I think they were the last shoe store in there. I did not realize that they had went out of business.
Yeah, but even so, even at Shoebelie, you could only get, like, Nikes, Adidas, stuff like that. You couldn't get no, like, Yeezys or J's or nothing like that.
Have you been in the mall recently?
Yeah, I was there about a week ago. I went to Bath and Body Works.
Are there only three stores left inside the mall? Is it just...
Well, I didn't go all up and through the mall. I just went in there on my lunch break to go there. They had a sale on some candles, and I had a coupon. So I just went there and went, like, left.
Well, did you see anything besides the nail salon, the movie theater, and Bath and Body?
And we're not counting the Dollar Tree?
No, the Dollar Tree, and I was told, well, first, the Dollar Tree doesn't have an inside entrance. And I was told that Joanne Fabrics has shut their gate, that you can't enter from the mall anymore.
No, it's pretty much a death zone out there. I wasn't even sure until you said something, that the cinema was still open. Ever since, like, bed bugs became a thing, I stay out of, like, congregate settings like that. If I
want to
watch a movie, I go to
drive. Well, yeah, I don't know. You know, I know the movie theater was closed for a while, and then it was opened back up, and then, you know, but I have not been in the mall in probably three, almost 4 years, and, well, when you only have three stores out there, that's probably why.
Yeah, I mean, I assume. Although, I don't know, but I assume you're not going to get your nails done or buy, like, candles.
not recently, but hey, the road question, what is that thing on Church Street there by the library? What do you call it?
I don't know,
because,
like, what's the definition of a roundabout?
See, I thought it was a roundabout because it took you around.
Well, but another word for roundabout is traffic circle, and that's not really a circle.
No, and I know that the roundabouts, like in Hilliard, I saw last weekend. Now, they're circular. But
I'm so much of a chicken, I don't even like to travel outside of Marion alone. I have to have someone that I trust right there beside me, guiding me through those things. They just instant panic attack. I don't care for that.
You know, a lot of people don't like those roundabouts. In Hilliard, for some reason, Hilliard has a lot of roundabouts, and I'm not really sure what that's about. I don't know
remember
why.
Remember National Lampoon? that one.
Have you seen any damage from the wind last night?
Well, some of these roads, it's like an obstacle course trying to get around all the trash cans and stuff, and I I heard my own recycling container and lawn furniture being whisked about on my front porch, but no real damage to speak of.
No, I think they made that into, it sounded a lot worse than it ended up being.
Ain't it always, though?
It always is that way. Well,
you have to be all scary and sensationalize it.
Well, who would watch the news if it wasn't like that?
Because they were just boring. Like, yeah, we're going to have some wind tonight. Good night, everybody. That's too plain Jane.
No, you got to get on there and you got to tell you it's going to be. And when they were saying 60 mile an hour wind, I thought, I've never heard of 60 mile an hour wind. I mean, I think that would knock over a house.
Probably mine.
I don't know.
Okay, bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Talking about damage done by the big windstorm last night. Now, apparently so far, what we've learned, hopefully the power has been restored since we heard this morning, but one of our listeners, Jeff, sent in a message that that the power around the mall area in Crescent Heights was out because of the windstorm. Now, hopefully that has been restored. If you have any reports on that, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. And we also learned that a tree was down, I think, on Harding Memorial, a big evergreen tree. But other than that, it just sounds like trash cans, maybe some lawn furniture. Although my lawn furniture didn't get blown away. 55 minutes past the hour. If the line's been ringing busy this morning and you have something to say, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know anything about the tunnels under the buildings in downtown Marion? Also, nope, I always called it a roundabout. Maybe it's not. Is it a turnstile? Would we call it that? Is it a turnstile? That concrete thing that's on Church Street, right there by the library, where you can stay on Church Street or you can go back to Center Street. Do you call that it's not a roundabout. We took heat over that earlier. Not a roundabout, but is that a turnstile? What's the proper name for that traffic device there on Church Street? Now, let's see. What else do we got going on? We've got, we did Uptown Downtown earlier, which apparently, in most people's opinion, is exactly the same place. Downtown is downtown, and if you say you're going to go uptown, you're really going to downtown. That's what we learned there. Apparently, until we're corrected otherwise, there are really only three stores left in the mall at this point. Bath and Body Works, the cinema, and the nail salon. But you do have McDonald's out in the parking lot, and you do have House of Hunan back there, which is doing a big business. And I think I saw the other day where the lobby of House of Hunan is going to open back up. So that's going to be very popular. I don't know if they've opened back up yet, but I saw, I think it was a story or a post or something like that, that they would be opening back up. That'll make people happy. 740-383-9944. Don't forget, the Mid-Ohio Food Bank giveaway is tomorrow, Saturday, March the 27th. Serve up to 200 families. First come, first serve. Mix of meat, fresh produce, canned and boxed items, breads and desserts. It's at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road. If you have any questions, 740-389-1017. That's 740-389-1017. One proxy allowed per household. Bring your ID. No appointment necessary. And the parking lot opens at 8 a.m. for food distribution at 9 a.m. Again, that's the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road. Telephone number 740-389-1017. Also have the free safety safari, April 10th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities, 2387 Harding Highway East. All are welcome. Come out to your local MCBDD and interact with the different members of the community that help keep us safe. There will be police officers, firefighters, and other safety personnel along with their vehicles that they drive. This is a community event to help break down the barrier between the public and law enforcement with an emphasis on the DD community. All COVID-19 safety protocol will be adhered to. So that is April 10th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities, 2387 Harding Highway East. All right, we're going to do Family Feud here at 10:15. Phone lines are open, though, if you have any questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any questions, any comments on anything we have talked about this morning? Always interesting to hear your perspective on what's going on in the community that we live in. That's why we're here, Community Radio, to educate and inform on all accounts. 740-383-9944. Coming up on the break here, we've got news, weather, obituaries, and other pertinent and poignant information. And I'll be back around 10:15 to play the Family Feud, and I think we've got some interesting topics today that you're not going to want to miss. All right, we're going to break. Back in 15. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, who are the people?